Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. As always, I love to start the show by holding it up to God, and we're going to have our devotional from Sweet Tea for the Soul, and the title of it is The Crossroads, and the scripture is Mark 8:36. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Described as a melancholy music of African-American folk origin, blues music arose from slave songs and the harsh rural life of the Mississippi Delta. One of the most famous Delta blues musicians was Robert Johnson. And there is a legendary tale involving him and the devil. In the 1920s, Johnson wanted to play the blues, but he was no good at it. So he disappeared for a time, and when he returned to the public eye, his music was different, described by many as extraordinary. When other musicians asked how he'd learned to play so well, Robert Johnson told them that he'd gone out to the crossroads late at night, just before the midnight hour, and the devil showed up, offering to tune his guitar in exchange for Johnson's soul. There are still those who sell their souls today for the things of this world, though what they gain in this life is temporary and what they lose is eternal. That's sad. And our faith check is, at a busy intersection in Clarksdale, Mississippi, is a marker composed of three huge guitars indicating the location where Robert Johnson purportedly sold his soul. But for believers, there is a more important sight to see, a hill known as Golgotha, where Jesus hung on a cross and gave his life to redeem our souls from death, hell, and the grave. Nothing this world can offer us is worth more than our salvation. And our saying today is from C.S. Lewis. If we discover a desire within us that nothing in this world can satisfy, also we should begin to wonder if perhaps we were created for another world. And folks, I do believe that each one of us has been created for another world. It's other world, and we should all be looking forward to that. I'd like to hold this show up in prayer, and I ask that you pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the abundant blessings that you've given to us. You know the challenges within our families. We already have a family that has experienced some loss over the coronavirus, and we hold that situation up to you. Lord, we pray for another family that is suffering financially because they were let off from their job, and I pray that they'll find gainful employment. And I pray for a family that is suffering turmoil within it. Send your healing hand and bring it wholeness again. And I pray for that individual hearing my words that just needs your Holy Spirit to comfort them today. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your sovereign power in our lives. I ask for a blessing on this show. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Well, today we're going to talk about something that you can make right at home with two ingredients, cornstarch and water. And you probably have heard of it. It's called oobleck. O-O-B-L-E-C-K. Oobleck is a non-Newtonian fluid that has the properties of a solid and a liquid all at one time. There's all kinds of neat sensory things, too, that children love to handle. So even kids who might avoid sensory experiences might get a kick out of this activity because, well, it's not gooey. And the reason it's called oobleck is because in a Dr. Seuss tale, Bartholomew and the oobleck, a king, makes a magical substance that is sticky, green, and globby. Well, it's only green if you add green food coloring to it, but it's all right if you want to add green food coloring to it. You can add any color you want to. So then I guess that would make the third ingredient. So whatever it's called, I heard it just called glick, but oobleck is good enough for me. So if you want something fun to do today and you don't have that many supplies, you need cornstarch, you need whatever food color you want to make it, and water. And it's good if you do it in a tray because it does act like a liquid. But then when you put pressure on it, the molecules will resist, making it feel hard. Then when you relax your hand, it feels like a liquid again, dripping away. So get out your tray, your Tupperware tray, doesn't have to be that big. Get out some cornstarch and then just slowly start adding the water to the cornstarch, mixing as you go until you have it hard enough that when you squeeze it, it kind of hardens, but yet then when you relax, it slips away. There is your oobleck. Your oobleck. Have fun. For our curriculum corner, I thought we would go through some benchmarks. That would way, even if you are new to this homeschooling, maybe your child has had to stay at home or you have to stay at home with them, you can work at making sure your child's learning doesn't stop. So let's start with first grade reading. And you want to make sure your child's ready for second grade, even though they might have had an extended vacation. So work with reading. Your child should be able to read aloud with accuracy and be able to comprehend. A simple way is just have them read a page and then say back to you what the page was about. They need to be able to accurately decode regular syllable words like sit and sat. They need to recognize the letter sounds and recognize common irregularly spelled words like sight, S-I-G-H-T. They should have a reading vocabulary between 300 and 500 words, sight words and easily sounded out words. And they should monitor their own reading and self-correct as they go. Don't be so quick to correct them. They can read and they can comprehend both fiction and nonfiction. So they'll be able to tell, oh, this is, you know, a fictitious book. Oh, this could be a real book. Or this is a real to life book. They show evidence of expanding their language. They are creating their own written text to read. And then as you, a parent, notice difficulties, then you help them, but you also want them to find out and say, hey, I'm having a trouble with this. Don't just point it out to them. So these are some of the things that I would look for with reading. One of the online reading things that I use is Raz Kids, and I love that, or ABC Mouse, and then ABCia. I think ABCia is free, so you have quite a few online things if you are into technology. That concludes our curriculum corner. Well, we have a few questions that came in for our little segment here on questions homeschooling families ask. And one wife asked, so are there any other full-time homeschoolers wondering what am I going to do with my husband for the next 3 weeks? Put him to work teaching your kids. You know, they would really love that and he would love it too. Have another question here. I've been homeschooling for about 2 years and haven't studied Bible with my kids. I'm still learning about Christ. Where do I start? What free online resources do you recommend? We're non-denominational. Well, the fact that you're non-denominational means that you can pick and choose from any denomination that you would choose. And I would put in Sunday school curriculum, Sabbath school curriculum, Bible curriculum, and just Google those, and you'll be able to find an absolute ton of information. And then, and of course, go to my Pinterest site. I forgot to mention my Pinterest site in the last arts and crafts segment. I have a section there called Bible, and it has some cool things to do. And when, once you see those things, you can add, you can adapt it to any Bible story. I've also written some Bible stories for children. They're I Can Read books, and I'd love to share that those with you. They're, you know, Queen Esther, King David, Baby Moses. I can't remember them all. Anyway, there's a lot of material out there, so go and do a little research. And that's probably all I have for questions today. So you're going to want to stay tuned for the second half of the show, where we're going to talk to Mark Hancock. He is the CEO of Trail Life USA, and it is similar to Pathfinders or Boy Scouts, but you're going to want to hear what he has to say. We'll be right back. I'm here with Linda LaCour Hobar, and you are an author, but mainly we want to talk about this wonderful history curriculum that you've done. So I'm just going to let you talk about it.
Great, thank you. So the Mystery of History is a four-volume, all-age curriculum, and it starts with ancient times. And what's unique to Volume 1 is it lays Bible and world history side by side, which is how we ought to learn it, makes it feel more real and significant. Then we go to the Middle Ages. We see the hand of the early church there, then the Renaissance Reformation, which run parallel, and then modern history. I really like to see our high school students in the modern history, Volume 4, because of the worldview they receive. It's from 1708 to modern present time, so they're going to get everything from the Cold War up as well as the World War, so they can better understand our headlines.
Fantastic. And so where can our listeners go to get more information?
Please visit. It's themysteryofhistory.com. Don't leave out the. So it's The Mystery of History. And of course, the mystery is Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Welcome back. I'm talking with Mark Hancock. He is the CEO of Trail Life USA, and I love their verse, "Walk worthy," Colossians 1:10, "that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God." Welcome to our show, Mark. Tell me a little bit about Trail Life USA.
Well, Trail Life USA is a Christ-centered, boy-focused character, leadership, and adventure organization for boys. We have 33,000 members in all 50 states. We function out of about 850 churches. And basically, we have troops. If you think about it, short answer, we're Christ-centered Boy Scouts. We started about 5 years ago in response to the Boy Scouts kind of abandoning some of their traditional
values. Yeah, they've just gone bankrupt.
Yeah, as a result of that. And we knew that churches and that parents who were concerned about values would want a good place to put their son. And of course, now, in the meantime, we've all seen Boy Scouts open themselves to girls, which we think girls are great, but we happen to believe that boys and girls are different. I think your listeners might agree. We believe that boys and girls are different, and that boys and girls need their own organization, their own place, in order that addresses their unique strengths and weaknesses. So Trail Life USA has seen a lot of success because of that, our focus on boys.
So it's only been in existence for 5 years. You've made great progress. So how many states are you involved with?
We're in all 50 states. We have members in all 50 states. Like I said, 850 churches across the country.
And tell me a little bit about Let Boys Be Boys, Three Winning Strategies for Leaders of Boys. What is that?
Well, that's a book that I wrote for our leaders. Actually, I wrote it for our troop leaders across the country. And then we looked at it and we said, you know what? There's other people who can benefit from this, Sunday school leaders, youth group leaders, because, you know, boys and girls are different. And so this book called Let Boys Be Boys is available for anyone who's a leader of boys. And it gives some strategies in order to best minister to boys. In fact, right now it's free on our website at traillifeusa.com. People can download it, that book for free, and learn about how to best minister to boys.
So that's
traillifeusa.com.
USA.com. Traillifeusa.com. Many of my listeners like to go to the websites that we're talking about, mm-hmm. so I try to make sure that we say it clear enough. Trail Life
USA.
USA. Trail Life USA. Okay, so what churches are allowed to be involved in this?
Well, we have, I think, about 30 or 40 different denominations that are participating in Trail Life USA, and we have a statement of faith that that church must agree with in order to charter a troop, and we also have a statement of values. Now, it's in our statement of values that we talk about things like purity and integrity and service and stewardship. And we define things, then we define marriage in there. We believe that marriage is between one man and one woman. We open our membership standards are open to biological boys. And so churches that agree with those values and with that statement of faith are welcome to charter Trail Life USA troops. Now, even though in our membership standards, our adults must be Christians, and they sign a statement of faith, and they agree with a statement of values, boys of any faith or no faith at all are welcome to join, because we think that we're a great organization for boys to be drawn to Christ. Yes. And to be in an organization where they're surrounded by godly men.
Now, you say boys and girls are different. Aside from the obvious, what makes it unique that you need something specifically for boys?
Yeah, I love talking about that, because my background is mental health counseling and marriage and family therapy. I have a master's in that area, and so I've worked with many families over the years, and I have two boys who are now older. And any engaged teacher or parents that are paying attention know that boys and girls are different. But the biology points to it, too. Like you said, the obvious things, but there's also things people don't know. The eyes are constructed different. Boys' eyes are different than girls. You know, they have more rods than cones, which means that boys tend to see things at a distance, and they're drawn to motion. Now, so what does that look like in a classroom? Well, it looks like a boy who suddenly can't pay attention because he's not looking at that piece of paper in front of him. It's the things at a distance and things that are motion that are attracting his attention. And that's why boys are twice as likely to be declared special education, three times more likely to have ADHD than girls, because we look at these biological differences and we say, well, that boy's distracted. He's not distracted. It's the way his eyes work. Mm-hmm. And God designed him that way for obvious reasons. He needs to see at a distance, and he needs to see things in motion. He's the protector. He's the hunter. He's the one who goes out there for the family. And girls, it makes sense that they focus on things more up close, because they're nursing that child. And for hours, they may be looking into the eyes or the face of that baby. And so God has designed them to see every little piece of everything that's going on in the face of that child. And so girls are just designed that way, which is why our schools really favor girls. Girls are leading in every single academic category for boys. And I think it's great that girls are enjoying school and they're doing a great job, but our schools are designed for girls. Sit still, be quiet, pay attention. And eyes are just the beginning. Young girls hear 10 times better than boys. So what does that look like in a classroom? Well, it looks like a boy who's you know, you have a soft-spoken teacher, you know, and he's not connecting, and also their brains are different. You know how we always hear how girls can interrelate on both left and right brain at the same time, so they can make the sort of connections that boys can't make easily. And the development of boys and girls socially, physically, you know, girls grow stronger faster. Emotionally, they grow faster. You know, when we made adjustments for girls back in the 90s because they were lagging in science and technology, we forgot and we didn't pay attention to the fact that boys were lagging in terms of social skills and language skills. So we didn't fix them, we just fixed the girls. And they're excelling now in these areas, and boys just never got the attention that they needed. So we're in a culture now that really favors girls. Mm-hmm. And we think that Trail Life USA standing up and saying, we are boy-focused, we get boys. They're harder to deal with. One of the most tragic quotes that I read recently was that in Boy Scouting troop, the leader said, "We love having girls in our troop now because they're so much smarter and better behaved." Mm. Oh, my goodness. What is that doing to the boys in that troop? Now they're like, you know, I know this feeling. At school, I feel like I can't keep up. And now I'm in my troop and I feel like I can't keep up. So we think it's important to remain male focused so those boys have a place where they can be boys. And you read about those things and let boys be boys.
Yes, and I think that every family, you know, it might be dealing with some of those issues that are really the normal characteristics of boys in whatever stage of development they're in.
Yeah.
And if the mom's predominantly doing the teaching or caretaking, she needs to hear this. Let boys be boys.
Yeah, it's a tough world for boys. Yeah, it's a tough world for boys right now. It's as if boyhood is some sort of social disease that we have to eradicate or something.
Yeah.
Because all the typical behaviors of boys are now bulleted in list of ADHD.
Yeah.
You know, when you read the list of ADHD, how you're going to diagnose a boy, you see things like running or talking when they're not supposed to. Well, you know what? That's me.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I can't wait to say my part. And and so we're punishing boys for that. We're diagnosing them for things when they're just being boys. You know, if you've worked with young children, particularly young boys, you know that if you got two boys and they approach you 5 and 6 years old and they say, can we go to the water fountain? Your yes is like firing a starter's pistol. I mean, it's a race.
Yeah.
It's always a race. Boys just, they're drawn to risk and competition.
Mm-hmm.
Two girls walk up and say, can we go to the water fountain? Yes, of course you can. And they hold each other's hands and they just skip along. You know, totally different animals that we're dealing with. And so we have to recognize that boys and girls are different, and we have to give them an environment that recognizes their strengths. And girls have strengths in so many areas, and they're being applauded all through our culture. You know, just last week I was at the Kennedy Space Center, and they have these beautiful presentations on astronauts. But over and over again, I was subjected to these things where it would have this woman astronaut who was appealing to the girls in the audience, and they were celebrating. The music would rise because girls would raise their hand and say, I want to be an astronaut. I'm thinking, where are the boys?
Yeah.
You know, why aren't we acknowledging for boys that they can excel in this too? But culture has gone this whole direction where girls, as wonderful as they are, it's like we can celebrate girls, but it's almost like don't celebrate boys because they're toxic. There's something wrong with them. And it's just tragic. I look at boys kind of like the canaries in the coal mine of our culture. You know how they put the canaries in the coal mine and they would suffer from the fumes first? Mm-hmm. Boys are suffering. The suicide rates are going through the roof. The drug abuse rates are going through the roof. The criminal activity, failing in schools, failure to launch. There are now more girls in college than boys. There's now more girls getting master's degrees than boys. There's now more girls getting doctoral degrees than boys. Wonderful for girls. I celebrate them. But boys are getting a rough break in our society today. And Trail Life USA is committed to that boy-focused, male-centric environment that celebrates the things that really, when you point to even our American culture, when you look at the wonderful achievements that men have had over years, I mean, they go to war for us, and boys just aren't being celebrated for that stuff anymore. And it's tragic. They used to go die in wars for us. And then they, in times of peace, they go to work and they die for us. They overwork and the stress and they have heart attacks. You know, but men and boys are drawn to that. We want to go fight. We want to go, you know, stand in front of the bullets and you know, and stop them. That's in boys to do, and we're discounting that in them, and it's tragic for our whole society.
Yes. Well, I've been talking to Mark Hancock, and we've been talking about Trail Life USA, an organization that is boy focused. And you've brought up so many good points. I thank you so much for being with us in this portion of our show. And I hope that you can come back for another show real soon.
I would love to.
I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.